Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we discussed markets that may offer attractive cash flow opportunities based on current conditions and historical trends. And we looked at specific examples across the Midwest, Southeast, and other regions. Today, we're diving deeper into a critical distinction for cash flow investors: secondary versus tertiary markets. If you've spent time researching real estate investing, you've probably heard these terms, but there's often confusion about what they actually mean and how they differ. Understanding the difference between primary, secondary, and tertiary markets is essential for finding cash flow opportunities because each market type has distinct characteristics, advantages, and challenges. Today, I'm going to explain what primary, secondary, and tertiary markets are, the key differences between them, why secondary and tertiary markets often offer better cash flow potential, the specific advantages and challenges of each market type, how to evaluate whether a secondary or tertiary market is right for your strategy, and examples of each market type to help you understand the distinctions. By the end of this episode, you'll have a clear framework for evaluating different market types and identifying where cash flow opportunities may exist. Let's start with definitions. Primary, secondary, and tertiary markets don't have universally accepted definitions, but investors generally use these terms to describe markets based on size, economic activity, and investment characteristics. Primary markets are the largest metropolitan areas in the country, major cities that are typically characterized by large populations and high population density, diverse, robust economies with major corporate headquarters, extensive infrastructure and amenities, high property prices relative to most other markets, strong appreciation potential historically, though future performance varies, lower rent-to-price ratios, making cash flow more challenging, high demand from both residents and investors, significant institutional investment activity. Examples include New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco, Boston, Washington, D.C., Seattle, and Miami. Primary markets often attract investors focused on appreciation and long-term wealth building rather than immediate cash flow. Secondary markets are generally considered mid-sized metropolitan areas with established economies and active real estate markets. Secondary markets are characterized by moderate to large populations with growing or stable demographics, diverse economies, often with a mix of industries, good infrastructure and amenities, more affordable property prices than primary markets, better rent-to-price ratios that can support cash flow, growing populations and job markets in many cases, increasing investor interest in recent years, balance between cash flow potential and appreciation opportunity. Examples include cities like Indianapolis, Nashville, Charlotte, Austin, Raleigh, Salt Lake City, Kansas City, Columbus, and Jacksonville. Secondary markets often represent a middle ground between the high prices of primary markets and the affordability of tertiary markets. Tertiary markets generally refer to smaller metropolitan areas that often have lower property prices and less institutional investment activity. Tertiary markets are characterized by smaller populations, often under 500,000 in the metro area. Economies that may be less diverse, sometimes dependent on a few major employers. More limited infrastructure and amenities compared to larger cities. Very affordable property prices. Strong rent-to-price ratios that often support excellent cash flow. Less investor competition. Potentially higher management intensity. More limited exit liquidity compared to larger markets. Examples include cities like Fort Wayne, Indiana, Springfield, Missouri, Huntsville, Alabama, Fayetteville, Arkansas, and Macon, Georgia. Tertiary markets often offer the best cash flow opportunities, but may come with additional challenges and risks. Market classifications can vary, and some markets may fall between categories or shift over time as they grow. Now let's talk about why secondary and tertiary markets often offer better cash flow. The primary reason is affordability relative to rents. In primary markets, property prices have typically increased faster than rents over time, compressing rent-to-price ratios. This makes it difficult to achieve positive cash flow without large down payments or creative strategies. In secondary and tertiary markets, property prices are generally more affordable, while rents may be closer to primary market levels on a relative basis. This may create more favorable rent-to-price ratios that support stronger cash flow potential. For example, you might find a single-family home in a tertiary market for $150,000 that rents for $1,400 per month, nearly a 1% monthly rent-to-price ratio. That same $1,400 monthly rent in a primary market might require a $350,000 purchase price, resulting in a 0.4% ratio that makes cash flow very difficult. Another factor is operating expenses. Secondary and tertiary markets often have lower property taxes, more affordable insurance, depending on location and risk factors, and lower overall cost structures. This allows more of your rental income to flow to the bottom line. Operating expenses vary significantly by location and should always be verified during due diligence. Additionally, some smaller markets may experience less investor competition, potentially creating additional buying opportunities. In primary markets, you're competing with institutional investors, private equity funds, and large numbers of individual investors, which can drive up prices. Now let's talk about the advantages of secondary markets. Advantage 1. Balance of cash flow and appreciation potential. Many secondary markets offer reasonable cash flow while also having growth potential due to population and job growth. Appreciation potential varies and is never guaranteed in any market. Advantage 2. Economic diversity. Many secondary markets have diverse economies with multiple industries and employers, reducing vulnerability to single industry downturns. Advantage 3. Infrastructure and amenities. Secondary markets typically have good infrastructure, healthcare, education, and quality of life amenities that attract residents. Advantage 4. Property management availability. Secondary markets usually have established property management industries with multiple companies to choose from. Advantage 5. Market liquidity. Secondary markets typically have active real estate markets, making it easier to buy and sell properties compared to smaller tertiary markets. Advantage 6. Growing investor interest. Growing investor interest may influence pricing and market activity, although future appreciation is never guaranteed. Now let's talk about the challenges of secondary markets. Challenge 1. Increasing competition. As more investors discover secondary markets, competition has increased, which can compress returns and make it harder to find deals. Challenge 2. Rising property prices. Some secondary markets have experienced significant appreciation in recent years, which has reduced cash flow potential compared to historical levels. Challenge 3. Market selection is critical. Not all secondary markets are created equal. Some have stronger fundamentals than others, and careful research is essential. Challenge 4. Neighborhood variation. Like any market, secondary markets have neighborhoods with different characteristics, and selecting the right neighborhood is critical for success. Now let's talk about the advantages of tertiary markets. Advantage 1. Potentially strong cash flow opportunities. Potentially strong cash flow opportunities, depending on property selection, financing, and market conditions. Advantage 2. Affordability. Lower property prices mean lower capital requirements to get started and the ability to diversify across multiple properties more quickly. Advantage 3. Less competition. Tertiary markets typically have less investor competition, creating opportunities to find better deals and negotiate favorable terms. Advantage 4. Potential for value-add opportunities. Older, more affordable properties in tertiary markets may offer opportunities to force appreciation through renovations and improvements. Advantage 5. Strong rental demand in many markets. Many tertiary markets have stable rental demand from local employment, military bases, universities, or healthcare facilities. Now let's talk about the challenges of tertiary markets. Challenge 1. Economic concentration. Many tertiary markets have economies dependent on one or a few major employers, creating vulnerability if those employers downsize or leave. Economic diversity and stability vary significantly across tertiary markets. Challenge 2. Limited appreciation potential. Tertiary markets may experience slower appreciation or even depreciation compared to larger markets, though future performance is uncertain. If your strategy relies on both cash flow and appreciation, tertiary markets may not provide the appreciation component. Challenge 3. Property management challenges. Tertiary markets may have fewer property management options, and the quality of available managers can vary significantly. Finding and retaining quality property management is critical and can be more challenging in smaller markets. Challenge 4. Higher management intensity. Properties in some tertiary markets may require more active management, more frequent tenant turnover, and more maintenance attention. Challenge 5. Market liquidity and exit strategy. Tertiary markets typically have less active real estate markets, which can make it more difficult and time-consuming to sell properties when you want to exit. The pool of potential buyers is smaller, and properties may take longer to sell. Challenge 6. Limited market data. Tertiary markets may have less available market data, making research and due diligence more challenging. Challenge 7. Infrastructure and amenities. Smaller markets may have more limited healthcare, education, entertainment, and other amenities, which can affect tenant demand and quality of life. Now let's talk about examples to illustrate the differences. These examples are for educational purposes, to illustrate market characteristics, and should not be considered investment recommendations. Market conditions vary significantly and change over time. Primary market example, San Francisco Bay Area. Population, over 7 million in the metro area. Economy, technology, finance, healthcare, education, highly diverse. Property prices. Home prices remain among the highest in the country, though market conditions fluctuate. Rent-to-price ratio, very low, often 0.3% to 0.5% monthly. Cash flow potential, very challenging without large down payments or creative strategies. Appreciation potential, historically strong, though future performance is uncertain and market conditions have varied significantly. Investor profile, typically focused on long-term appreciation and wealth building rather than immediate cash flow. Secondary market example, Indianapolis, Indiana. Population, approximately 2 million in the metro area. Economy, healthcare, manufacturing, logistics, education, government, diverse economy. Property prices. Property prices are generally lower than many primary markets, although pricing varies by neighborhood and market conditions. Rent-to-price ratio, moderate, often 0.6% to 0.8% monthly, depending on property type and location. Cash flow potential. Reasonable. Positive cash flow is achievable with appropriate financing and property selection. Appreciation potential. Moderate. Steady appreciation in many areas, though future performance varies. Investor profile. Investors seeking a balance of cash flow and appreciation potential. Tertiary market example. Fort Wayne, Indiana. Population, approximately 400,000 in the metro area. Economy, manufacturing, healthcare, education. Less diverse than larger markets, but stable. Property prices, generally considered an affordable market relative to many larger metropolitan areas. Rent-to-price ratio, strong, often 0.8% to 1.0% or higher monthly. Cash flow potential, strong. Excellent cash flow opportunities with appropriate property selection and management. Appreciation potential, limited. Slower appreciation than larger markets, though future performance varies. Investor profile, investors prioritizing cash flow over appreciation. These examples illustrate the trade-offs between market types. Historically, many primary markets have experienced stronger appreciation, while secondary and tertiary markets may provide different balances between appreciation potential and cash flow. Now let's talk about how to evaluate whether a secondary or tertiary market is right for you. Question 1. What are your investment priorities?
If cash flow is your primary goal, secondary and especially tertiary markets may align better with your strategy.
If appreciation is equally or more important, you might focus on secondary markets or select primary markets. Question 2. What is your risk tolerance? Tertiary markets may involve more economic concentration risk and management challenges. Secondary markets typically offer more stability and diversification. Question 3. Can you effectively manage properties in the market? Tertiary markets may require more intensive management or more careful property manager selection. Do you have the systems and team to manage effectively in smaller markets? Question 4. What is your exit strategy? If you plan to hold properties long-term for cash flow, tertiary markets can work well. If you may need to sell properties in the near to medium term, secondary markets typically offer better liquidity. Question 5. How much capital do you have to invest? Tertiary markets allow you to enter with less capital and diversify across more properties. Secondary markets may require more capital per property, but offer more stability. Question 6. What level of due diligence can you conduct? Tertiary markets may require more intensive research due to limited data availability. Are you prepared to conduct thorough on-the-ground research? Investment decisions should be based on individual circumstances, goals, and risk tolerance. Now let's talk about strategies for investing in secondary and tertiary markets. Strategy 1. Start with secondary markets to learn. If you're new to out-of-state investing, secondary markets may offer a better learning environment with more available resources, data, and property management options. Strategy 2. Diversify across multiple markets. Depending on portfolio size and investment objectives, diversification across multiple markets may help reduce concentration risk. Strategy 3. Focus on economic fundamentals. In tertiary markets especially, focus on markets with diverse economies, stable or growing populations, and major employment anchors. Strategy 4. Build strong local teams. Regardless of market type, quality property management and local expertise are essential. Strategy 5. Start small and scale. Consider starting with one or two properties in a new market to learn the dynamics before scaling up. Strategy 6. Visit the market in person. Especially for tertiary markets, visiting in person to understand the market, meet your team, and evaluate neighborhoods is valuable. Now let's talk about common mistakes when investing in secondary and tertiary markets.
Mistake 1. Chasing the highest cash flow without evaluating risk. The highest cash flow markets may also have the highest risks, economic concentration, management challenges, or neighborhood issues. Evaluate the full risk-return profile, not just the cash flow number. Mistake 2. Underestimating management requirements. Tertiary markets especially may require more active management than you expect. Ensure you have quality property management in place. Mistake 3. Ignoring economic fundamentals. In smaller markets, economic concentration risk is real. Research major employers, economic diversity, and employment trends carefully. Mistake 4. Not visiting the market. Investing sight unseen in tertiary markets is risky. Visit the market, meet your team, and evaluate neighborhoods in person when possible. Mistake 5. Inadequate due diligence. Smaller markets may have less available data, but that makes thorough due diligence even more important, not less. Mistake 6. Over-leveraging in tertiary markets. While cash flow may be strong, tertiary markets can be more volatile. Maintain adequate reserves and avoid over-leveraging. Let me close with this. Many secondary and tertiary markets may offer attractive cash flow opportunities, depending on local market conditions and property selection. Secondary markets provide a balance of cash flow potential, appreciation opportunity, and market stability. Tertiary markets offer excellent cash flow, but may involve additional challenges including economic concentration, management intensity, and limited appreciation potential. The right market type for you depends on your investment goals, risk tolerance, capital availability, and management capabilities. Many successful cash flow investors build portfolios that include both secondary and tertiary markets, balancing risk and return across different market types.
The key is to understand the characteristics and trade-offs of each market type, conduct thorough research and due diligence, build strong local teams, and make informed decisions aligned with your investment strategy. Tomorrow, we're diving into population growth, job growth, and cash flow potential. Understanding how demographic and economic trends impact rental demand and investment performance. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.